KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the final day of April for 2018. And with this being the final day of April, CAL FIRE reminds us starting tomorrow, May 1st, burn permits will be required. So today's the last day to get those large burn piles taken care of. After tomorrow, permits are required with rules that must be strictly followed in order to prevent risking an escape burn. Now, CAL FIRE points out that escaped burns are the number one cause of wildland fire and could come with some hefty citations. This year, CAL FIRE has a new policy in place. Zone 1, or areas under 3,500 feet, will likely be required to stop burning ahead of Zone 2, or areas where the elevations are above 3,500 feet. This will allow those above 3,500 who have been under some snow and have higher fuel moistures to let those fuels dry out before they can burn them. CAL FIRE says long-range models are predicting another Mediterranean-like normal, hot, dry Northern California summer and fire season. Also, on a side note, today is a permissive burn day in both Amador and Calaveras counties.
Well, just released campaign finance documents reveal the fundraising efforts of local campaigns in Amador County. Incumbent County Supervisor Brian Onetto has raised $34,049 for his re-election, including $4,000 from Onetto himself. He's received $2,100 from Campbell Construction, $1,000 from George Lee of KSK Properties in Jackson, and $500 from vintner David Helwig. His challenger, Andrea Macon, has received $30,403, including a $2,000 donation to her own campaign. Macon also received $7,500 from SEIU Local 1021, the union representing county employees, and $1,300 from Carol Asmus of Sutter Creek. In the District 3 supervisor race, incumbent Lynn Morgan has raised $13,825, $7,500 from SEIU Local 1021, being her single largest donation. She also received $250 donations from Volcano Telephone and John Burr of Pioneer. Now the challenger in the race, Jeff Brown, has raised $16,801, including $8,250 he loaned his own campaign. He also received $4,800 from Yotisha Mishra, CEO of Cormani Incorporated, a high-performance computing company, as well as $1,000 from business owner Stan Lukowitz. In the race for Superior Court Judge, Robert Schell has raised $14,421, including a donation to his own campaign of $3,121. Stanley Lukowitz has made several donations, totaling $3,500 to the campaign, as well as $1,700 from Frank Manzano of the Highway House Restaurant. Incumbent Judge Renee Day has not filed her disclosures, as of the report. Now in the race for County Superintendent of Education, incumbent Amy Slavinsky has donated $1,270 and loaned $1,000 to her own campaign. Supervisor Lynn Morgan has donated $100. Slavinsky has raised a total of $2,844. Her challenger, Steve Russell, has raised $2,600, including a loan of $2,100 to his own campaign and a $500 donation from Lukowitz.
And on Wednesday, May 2nd, Sutter Amador Hospital will host a free diabetes information fair. This year marks the 20th year the hospital has hosted the diabetes information fair to help educate the community on diabetes and diabetes management. The information fair is open to everyone who may have the disease, as well as friends and family members, and to anyone in the community who may want to know more about it. Now, Sutter Amador Hospital will provide free blood glucose and lipid screenings, education materials, prevention tools, demonstrations, and giveaways during the event. Again, that'll be this Wednesday, May 2nd, from 9 to noon at Sutter Amador Hospital on Mission Boulevard.
And gas line construction work closing city streets in Jackson again this week. PG&E and Vulcan Construction close a portion of Schober to through traffic between 49 and Perry today and tomorrow. All non-residents are required to use alternate routes or detours, which are well-marked and easy to follow. Now, in addition, Pitt Street will also be closed today only between Highway 88 and Bride Avenue. Detours will be in place there as well. If you have questions, call the City of Jackson at 223-1646.
And congratulations go out to Angie Irvin. Angie works as an accounting clerk for the City of Jackson and was recently honored as Employee of the Month. Angie was praised by Mayor Connie Gonsalves for her ability to work in close communication with various state departments to ensure timely processing of cash reimbursements for the city. Her supervisor, DeLacy Blankenship, also applauded Angie for her customer service skills. Blankenship said Irwin's attention to detail, along with her calm and respectful approach in dealing with utility customers, has kept billing issues to a minimum. Angie began working for the City of Jackson in August of 2016 and is the fourth employee to earn this award. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning, the 30th day, final day of the month of April. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. For the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.